The 126th day of the Ukrainian nation's heroic opposition to the Russian military invasion has begun. According to the General Staff data, the combat readiness of the armed forces of the Republic of Belarus is being checked in Volyn and Polisia directions. In particular, military call-ups with those liable for service are planned to be held in Gomel region from the 28th of June to the 16th of July this year. According to the call-up plans, the formation of separate infantry battalions of territorial troops, combat coordination, as well as the organization of protection and defense of facilities will be practiced. The threat of air and missile strikes from the territory of the Republic of Belarus on the objects in Ukraine remains. In Siversky direction, the enemy continues to hold up to 3 battalion tactical groups from the 1st Guards Tank and 20th Combined Arms Army and Air Assault Troops in the border areas in Bryansk and Kursk regions. The aggressor fired artillery on the positions of Ukraine's defense forces in the border areas of Sumy and Chernihiv regions. Deployment of Grad multiple rocket launchers in the immediate vicinity of the state border of Ukraine was noticed in the border areas of Sumy region. In Kharkiv direction, the enemy units focus on holding previously occupied positions. To clarify the location of Ukrainian troops, the enemy conducted air reconnaissance in the areas of Sirkuni and Kutuzhivka localities. In Slovyansk direction, the occupiers conduct assault operations to reach the frontier of Bohorodichny-Krasnopilia and create conditions for a further attack on Barvinkov and Slovyansk. As part of providing logistical support and staffing, the enemy redeployed weapons and military equipment to designated areas. In Donetsk direction, the main efforts of Russists are focused on fighting in Lysychansk and Bakhmut areas to encircle the town of Lysychansk. In Lysychansk direction, the enemy continues its offensive on Vovchoyarovka, Verkhnaya Kamyanka. In Bakhmut direction, the enemy goes on the offensive in the directions of Midna Ruda, Klinov. The invaders had partial success and gained foothold in the northern part of Klinov and near the E-40 highway, in the area of Vuhelhursk TPP. To maintain the pace of the offensive in this direction, the occupiers strengthened the group with 1 battalion tactical group. The occupiers redeployed up to 2 battalion tactical groups from Avdiivka and Bakhmut directions to the Novopavlovsk direction. In Kryvyi Rih direction, the enemy, in order to strengthen its units, redeployed up to 1 battalion tactical group to a designated area. In Mykolaiv direction, the aggressor deployed an additional S-300VM anti-ballistic missile system to shield the areas of concentration of weapons and military equipment. In the northwestern part of the Black Sea, a naval group of the Russian Federation's Black Sea Fleet continues to carry out tasks to block maritime communications and conduct reconnaissance. 3 carriers of caliber sea-launched cruise missiles are on alert in the Black Sea. Ukraine's aircraft and helicopters continue to launch airstrikes on clusters of enemy manpower and military equipment in certain areas. The occupiers continue to suffer significant losses in battles with Ukraine's defense forces. Natalia Tolib.